I'm Olivia Landis, joined by linebacker Jordan Jenkins. Jordan, the team has talked about moving on from a loss, but what are the big challenges of moving on from a big win?
It's definitely a big challenge because it's one thing it's hard to do in this league is it's hard to win. So you want to celebrate, you want to enjoy the feeling because you know it can be a short-lived thing. And looking back to last season, and there's not a lot of wins. I mean, you got guys who want to celebrate, but at the same time, when you think about it, you got to move on to next week. You keep thinking about last week. You're going to come Sunday and you're going to have a play out there where you're supposed to be. It's supposed to be an instinctive play to make. You were too busy thinking about last week. You might not make it.
Has that been easy for the team so far, moving on past that win, focusing on Tampa Bay this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's been so far it's been going pretty well for us. I mean, we've got a great coach like Todd Bowles and a great DC and OC, so they've really been on to us about all that type of thing and just really coming into the season as a pro and really maturing faster than I guess some of our younger counterparts might be.
The defense had 7 sacks against Buffalo. Looking forward, what is going to be one of the biggest factors in being successful against the pass rush this week on the road?
I guess you really just have to earn the right to rush the passer. And by me saying that, I mean you have to do the work on first and second down. You got to push guys and you got to get TFLs and you got to get knockback. And so we have to really work our hardest to keep our run gap, keep our run responsibility and gap integrity so we can get the right to rush on third and longs versus having a toss-up of third and short or third and medium.
So speaking of work, you put in the work last week with 2 sacks, one of them being a strip sack. When you get a shot at the quarterback, what is one of your main goals?
My main goal is to get him down. I don't take a lot of kill shots on quarterbacks because when you try and take a kill shot on a guy like Tyrod Taylor, it's a high-risk, high-reward type thing. Of course, you want the big hit, you want the power bomb, you want to slam somebody, but at the same time, you're going for those type of plays. Quarterbacks can roll out of that, so my goal is just get a strong enough hit, but I want to take him to the ground. That's the first thing I think about.
So looking forward to Tampa, do you guys think, are you expecting to face a team that's going to be desperate for a win this Sunday?
I think that, but more importantly, I see a team that has athletes all across the board. They've got some big guys up front, and they just have a lot of guys on the team, offensively and defensively, that are great athletes and great football players, and we have to really be on top of our A game if we want to get a win this Sunday.
Thanks, Jordan.
No problem.